If you decide to run for president while you're still governor of a state, job one is still running the state. If you let it seem like job two, someone's going to say you're cheating the people. If things start coming unglued with job one, they're going to start asking how you think you can run the country when you can't run the state. This might be a decent summation of Governor Martin O'Malley's current plight. His highly touted health care exchange isn't working. Some people, including some of his allies, say it's hopelessly mired in dysfunction. Marylanders still have trouble signing on. Exchange jokes are making the rounds. If you ask someone close to the program, they're likely to say, "Getting better every day." They're saying that, but it's not exactly true. One of O'Malley's fellow Democrats, newly elected Congressman John Delaney, has an idea. Scrap the state plan and join the federal one. Might not be a bad idea for the frustrated would-be signers, but it's probably a non-starter for the governor. He has to make it work. Giving up is not something you do if you're running for president. O'Malley called in more expert help earlier this week. Until all of this, he was looking good. He got a gun control measure through the General Assembly. He championed marriage equality, and he helped Baltimore get access to big money for aging schools. And there was, of course, a precursor to the exchange snarl. The Baltimore City Detention Center exploded. Inmates were running the place, impregnating guards, and having their way with cell phones and other contraband. At least he had not offered his management of prisons as state of the art, as he had for his Obamacare site. Maybe he wouldn't have been so bold if he'd known how complicated it was. Maybe if he'd been more attentive to job one, job two wouldn't seem like such a reach.